You're listening to Numbers by Barons. It's Friday, July 26th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 13.6%. That's how much Tesla stock fell on Thursday. The electric car maker reported a bigger-than-expected loss and lower sales in the second quarter. But that's not all. Tesla also did not sound particularly focused on delivering net income in the future. On the earnings call, CEO Elon Musk said that he was, quote, pretty confident the company could deliver a break-even third quarter and then make a profit in the fourth quarter. Tesla also told investors that the company's main targets going forward will be to increase production capacity and deliver more electric vehicles. The next number up is 1.8%. That's the annual rate of U.S. GDP growth in the second quarter, at least according to economists' average forecast. The Commerce Department will report the first official numbers today at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Any rate with a 1 or 2 in front of it, like the predicted one, would be a slowdown from the first quarter's 3.1% growth rate. But several one-time factors could be responsible. Companies using more inventory, along with a wider trade deficit, could subtract as much as 2 percentage points from second quarter growth. Our last number is 2.1%. That's how quickly beer sales from Anheuser-Busch InBev grew in the second quarter. It's the fastest pace in 5 years. The world's largest brewer reported better-than-expected earnings on Thursday. Its three global brands, Budweiser, Stella Artois, and Corona, grew especially fast. AB InBev has been working on reducing its debt load this year, and its stock has returned over 50%. Just last week, the company sold its Australian unit to Asahi Group Holdings of Japan. But after a 40% drop in 2018, there's still a ways to go for the stock. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, July 26th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.